Hey everybody, here we are. We made it. We're in Baku, Azerbaijan, and we're inside the conference facility. We've got our passes. We found the coffee, which is important not only for the usual reasons, but also because there's some issues with water in Azerbaijan. We'll have a lot to say about the very different world outside the cavern where Homo Conferences has gathered from around the world. I don't think I've ever been on a plane with so many different native languages as on my flight in here. But now that we are in here, there's one big thing that's on my mind, and that is, what are all these people doing here? There's supposedly going to be about 50,000 people here, and that's actually fewer than at the last two. But it still seems like a lot. And so I've been thinking to myself, well, okay, a lot of government delegations. We've got the bigwigs who are going to be making speeches, and we've got their entourages. But suppose that's 5,000 people. And then what if another 5,000 journalists have showed up, and we can all interview one another or something along those lines? Well, that's 10,000 people. Maybe there are 5,000 cop groupies, people who've been to dozens of these conferences. And I did run into someone at the airport who was telling me, oh, I've been at this one and that one, and this is different and that's going to be the same. So it's another 5,000. There's 15,000. I don't think there's going to be a lot of agitators. I don't think they go in for that in Azerbaijan. And then we're going to have the NGOs and the activists, and they'll have their booths and their slogans and their campaigns and their hopes and their fears. So another 5,000 people. And what have I gotten us to? 25,000? But there could easily be 10,000 lobbyists, many of them possibly from the fossil fuel industry. This is, after all, a major oil exporter. But even so, I've only got you to 35,000 people. Who are the other 15,000? What are they here for? For that matter, what is everybody else here for? What do they think is going to be different this time? And is it going to be because of the speeches? Will we go off to the Olympic Stadium? Baku has one, though it's never had the Olympics, and have 20, 30,000 people cheering to each cliche? Or will it be all about technical solutions in the breakout rooms? Or will it be all about small groups of people gathering to discuss things in private? I really don't know. I've never been to one before, but we're here at this one to try and figure out, what are 50,000 people possibly doing at COP29? So we'll have a lot more to tell you about Baku and Azerbaijan generally, but also about the conference and why all these people have gathered here. Stay tuned, because for CDN, I'm John Robson, on location in Baku, Azerbaijan.